This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for March 3rd, 2021. The COVID-19 case count in Jefferson County is at 336, with just one new case reported yesterday. There are currently 5 active cases in isolation. With only 7 new cases over the past 2 weeks, the COVID-19 case rate in Jefferson County has dropped from 28.21 per 100,000 to 18.81. For the most up-to-date numbers, visit the Public Health website or the Jefferson County Facebook page. Governor Jay Inslee announced yesterday that he plans to add pre-K through 12th grade educators, school staff, and licensed childcare workers to Washington's vaccination phase 1B1. That means teachers and school staff will be able to schedule vaccine appointments with healthcare providers right away. To figure out if you are eligible for vaccination, use the state's Phase Finder tool online. In a statement released last night, Inslee said he hoped that vaccinations will give educators across the state more confidence to return to in-person learning. Inslee also said he is working to include those most at risk, including older adults and those facing the greatest equity gaps, in the state's vaccination prioritization plan. He said he will soon announce when critical workers, such as grocery workers, farm workers, food processors, bus drivers, corrections workers, and others, will be prioritized for vaccination. The League of Women Voters hosted a Zoom meeting yesterday to share information about running for a seat on the Port Commission, since 2 of the 3 commission seats will be up for election this November. This meeting was the first in a series of info sessions on running for elected positions in Jefferson County. 3 of the 7 city council seats are up for election in 2021. Mayor Michelle Sandoval, the longest-serving member of the council with 20 years under her belt, will not be running for re-election this year. Council members Ariel Spezer and Pamela Adams also have terms coming to an end in 2021 and will have to decide in the coming months whether or not to run for re-election. For those interested in running for a seat on the City Council, the League of Women Voters is hosting a virtual info session for potential future candidates on Friday, March 5th at 4 p.m. There are also several school board seats that will be up for election this year. 3 of the 5 Chimicum seats and 2 of the 5 Port Townsend positions are on the ballot, as well as 2 positions on both the Brennan and Quilcene school boards. The League of Women Voters will also be hosting a meeting about school board elections on Friday, March 5th at 11 a.m. Visit the League of Women Voters website for Zoom link information. The candidate filing period opens at 8:30 a.m. on May 17th and closes on May 21st. Find more information about elections and how to file for a candidacy on the Jefferson County website. The Port Townsend Library reopened yesterday for the first time since the COVID-19 shutdown last year. But going to the library does not look the same as it did this time last year. Instead of being open full-time, the library is limiting visits to 15 minutes for grab-and-go sessions, so you can come in to quickly pick up your holds, browse the shelves, and check out books using the self-check stations. The grab-and-go library access will be available on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 5 p.m. and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There is a capacity limit of 10 people in the library at a time in order to meet physical distancing requirements. Masks that fully cover the nose and mouth are required for everyone over the age of 5 to enter the library, and anyone who has COVID-like symptoms will not be able to enter. Returned books, CDs, and other items must be placed into the book drop in order to go through a 24-hour quarantine period before going back on the shelves. The library will not reopen use of the Carnegie Reading Room or access to in-library computers, meeting rooms, and study areas. In-person programs and technology assistance is still on hold, but the library does offer online events and programs on their website. And for those who aren't quite ready to go inside the library, curbside pickup is still available Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.